during my era, it was wired. I think we were fortunate in Slinger. Well, first of all, to back up a little bit, I wanted to get students computer knowledge on how to program and do some of those things. But everything at that time in the late 70s was off of a mainframe on a college campus. And phone communication in our area in Slinger was very limited. So if we wanted to connect with a phone line to UWM or even to UWWC, if they had the opportunity, was all a long-distance phone call. And that got to be too expensive, so we had to opt out of not being able to do that. So our first computer for teaching programming and coding was in 1980, and we used Tandy computers. I held out until we could get 16K of RAM instead of 4K. That's the era that computers were in at that time. And all their programs that students were working on were saved on cassette tapes. And we didn't even have floppy disks. Even the 5 1/4, from there we went to 5 1/4 floppy disks, then to 3 1/2. Eventually we had the CDs for saving programs and things like that. So it was a transitional time during my era. Now going back to your question on wiring, fortunately there were some successful referendums. And the first building that was wired in the district was the middle school. And they opened in 1995. So that was the first building that actually had data wire to every classroom. And at that time, wireless actually did not happen in my era when I was working here. So everything was hardwired. And then from then on, we had more referendums. And so each building, we were able to bring a data line and a phone line. It was complicated. I went to a lot of construction meetings. When we were wiring this building, there were no ceilings. We were working in industrial environment, trying to get wire pulled through. We did put in wire trays so that it's not just randomly up in the rafters in the building and things like that. Then the elementary referendums helped on getting, you know, those buildings wired and things as the district continued to grow. The only wireless, I would say, during my era was when we were trying to connect the Allenton Elementary and the Addison Elementary to our campus. At that time, the cable companies did not have their fiber in. We're talking the early 2000s. So we came up with a creative solution. I can't take credit for it, but the networking company we worked with had a creative solution to use the water towers. And that became our wireless connection. And I have a map, and you can have a copy of the map. But you can see where it says SHS in the bottom left-hand corner. That is the high school. And so we bounced from there to the Slinger Water Tower. And from the Slinger Water Tower, we bounced to the Allenton Water Tower. And then from the Allenton Water Tower, we bounced to the Allenton Elementary Building. And then when Addison was added, we also had to have a signal out there. And the main reason we had to have a lot of that was we had expanded in our school records program. So prior to that, we did not have food service, we did not have online attendance, we did not have any of that. And it all came out of one database. So it all had to come back to the main campus here. So we had to have the wireless connections there. We had the one in the Slinger Water Tower. I remember many times we lose a connection. So you'd call the company and they'd try and come out. Well, they'd had to get keys to get into the water tower, go in and see. And it turned out the computer went to sleep. All it needed was the mouse wiggled and everything came back up again.